2015 Mutual Theme, O Ye That Embark in the Service of God. From Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, Verse 2, Therefore, O ye that embark in the service of God, see that you serve Him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength, that ye may stand blameless before God at the last day. Serving with Your Whole Soul, by the Young Women General Presidency. As we learn in the mutual theme for 2015, it is a sacred privilege to serve God. It is our hope that this year, each of us will learn to serve with greater commitment in the way the Savior has instructed, with all our heart, might, mind, and strength. How can we do that? Here are some ideas. First, we serve with all of our hearts. We understand this to mean that your service to God must be motivated by your love for Him and His children. Our love of the Lord will govern the claims for our affection, the demands on our time, the interests we pursue, and the order of our priorities. You show the Lord your love when you keep His commandments. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, Verse 29. You serve in your home and strengthen your family. You magnify your calling and reach out to those who need a friend. You find family names to take to the temple. Second, we serve with all of our might. Physical labor and diligent effort are required. Missionary work requires stamina and endurance. You serve with might when you attend to the needs of others, such as feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, and administering to their relief, both spiritually and temporally. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 26. Next, we serve with all of our mind. Your thoughts must be clean and pure, centered on the Savior. You have covenanted to always remember Him. You seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost through scripture study and prayer. As you align your thoughts, words, and actions with the mind and will of God, you recognize the needs of others and are worthy and ready to serve. Finally, we serve God with all of our strength. One way to obtain strength is to exercise faith in the Savior's atonement. You repent and sanctify yourself through obedience to His commandments. You feel the Savior's enabling power and witness miracles as you serve in the strength of the Lord. See Alma chapter 26, verse 12. As you serve God with your whole soul, He promises that you will be cleansed from sin and prepared to stand before Him and receive His eternal glory.
This marvelous work by the Young Men General Presidency. When you hear the word embark, what do you think of? A ship setting sail? Joining a great cause? The beginning of a journey? When you embark in the service of God, you're joining the greatest journey ever. You're helping God hasten His work. And it's a great, joyful, and marvelous experience. Don't just take our word for it. Last year, in a small town in Utah, young men in a teacher's quorum visited the youth activities website, lds.org/youth/activities, to find ideas for an activity. One in particular caught their attention, 7 days of service. These young men decided to do something even bigger. They would provide service each day for an entire week to anyone in the ward who requested it. When 19 families signed up, the young men were a little surprised and perhaps even a little overwhelmed. How would they be able to do so much service in such a short time? But they had made a commitment, so they decided to serve all of the families. In just 1 week, they gave over 250 hours of combined service, doing such projects as moving a huge pile of rocks, digging a sandbox, cleaning out gutters, and stacking wood. And it changed the young men, too. They felt awed by the strength they felt and the blessings they received. They described feeling united as a quorum and receiving divine help to do homework and other responsibilities. Now, when their ward needs service, the teacher's quorum responds enthusiastically. They didn't just serve for a week. They try to serve every day. Serving and building the kingdom of God truly is a marvelous work. It brought joy to these young men, and it will bring joy to you as you lift others and see their lives changed by pure and honest efforts. As the Young Women General Presidency notes on page 16, it is a privilege to serve God. Embark right now in your service to God with all your heart, might, mind, and strength. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 4, Verse 2. We want to know about your service experiences. Make videos and take pictures of your service. Upload them onto social media sites, share them with your family and friends, and email them to newera@ldschurch.org. You can also tell others about them on the Youth Activities site. Please invite others to join you in this marvelous work, and let's see how much we can change the world. End of the article. The 2015 Mutual Theme, O Ye That Embark in the Service of God.